Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, J-Lo and Ben are finally Instagram official, but then we found out that A-Rod was also in the same city. What is he doing? It's not even a good thirst trap. So we have a new Kanye album coming, you guys. You can buy a bag of air from the listening party.
I hope there's someone out there who does, and someone sends them a fart in a bag. Because that's what they
Leave my birthday house.
You have to leave my birthday house.
Well, honey, I don't do a poll. So it's a gentleman's club. It's a 5-star restaurant, and they don't have a poll because they don't want that stigma.
They don't play the music real loud because it's a conversational spot, okay?
They make good conversation. Yeah, because they try not to strip. Slide to bed with us starting right now. I'm back, bitches.
Yeah. Welcome back.
People thought I left you.
I didn't like that at all. I thought you left me. Honestly.
I was getting DMs like, they weren't asking about Nightly Pop. They were like, did you break up with Hunty?
Yeah, she...
That's very weird.
She kept texting me saying, I'm coming back. And I'm like, oh, heard that one before.
I know. Even one time he hosted. I was like, Lord, where is Nina?
Well, Morgan is off tonight. She'll be back tomorrow. So, of course, Miss Lottie Love is joining us.
I like you guys are kind of matching right now, too.
You got the kind of matching
green one pieces.
I've realized that Hunter's love language is a black woman's love.
Yes.
He loves it.
Definitely.
I think he realizes it now.
Yeah.
My mom could not give me what I wanted growing up, you know?
Let's get started before he gets any crazier, you guys. J-Lo and Ben are finally Instagram official.
Good for them.
All right. If you can believe it, she celebrated her 52nd birthday, which I can't believe. You know, they were in Saint-Tropez. They were recreating her Jenny from the Block video, basically. Yes. He was touching her ass like we all would be. But then we found out that A-Rod was also in the same city on his boat looking weird in jeans. Who the f*** wears jeans on a yacht?
So bad.
Like, I mean, what is he doing? It's not even a good thirst trap. It looks like a fake yacht that people just like tourists pose on that can't afford a real yacht. So like, go just stand in that corner and take a picture like you were sailing. Is this weird?
It's weird. It's not weird for J-Lo and Ben because J-Lo and Ben are so happy.
Yeah.
You know who it's weird for? And I don't want to say names, but it's weird for this sad baseball player who's there alone.
I feel bad because we all just kind of threw A-Rod to the side.
No, he didn't. Let's not forget, people, that A-Rod did this to himself.
You're right.
And so you're right. I am all for the woman that's like, you know what? Mm. This is team move on.
You're right.
She has moved on. She got her old boo back.
She does.
I can still be a flower girl at the wedding, so I'm all good.
When she was with A-Rod, she was smiling like she was with her buddy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, my down senses.
Yeah.
When she was with A-Rod, they was real low. He's probably a good cuddler.
Yeah.
Ben is doing the damn... Ben is putting in work, bitch.
Ben is putting in work. You can tell. Look at that picture.
Ben looks tired every day. Ben's like,
look at that body. At 52, she knew what to do at 52.
Yeah.
And she knew what... Look at that. I mean, they look better.
Ben is staying busy,
20
baby.
Years ago than now.
Yeah.
Ben
He better.
For sure.
And what I've learned is, you know, as women get older, our sex drive is insane. It's like what man's is in his 20s.
Goes up.
Because I've been recently, I'm like, what is going on? Like, it feels like a genuine, you're like, what? I feel like Hunter lately.
Yeah.
Like, what is happening? All right, so we have a new Kanye album coming, you guys. But it's not out quite yet. But what you can do, you can buy a bag of air from the listening party. From the Donda listening party.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter's losing it because people are posting this listing, which is already over $10,000 on eBay. People are, you know... I mean, if you want to make a quick buck, I guess, post a bag of air or something silly. But people are actually bidding. But I don't know if you actually would... Like, it's at $10,000 on eBay, but what does that actually mean?
It might not mean anything because people just bid, especially, like, Kanye fans. They're all trolls, you know?
Right,
everybody
yeah.
wants trolls. But I hope that someone actually does pay ten. I hope that there's someone out there who does and someone sends them a fart in a bag. Because that's what they
That's right, hunty. All of this stuff that's happening is for Kanye is publicity.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like
is
he's supposedly
bidding?
Living in the Superdome until he finishes his album.
Yeah.
You know, he was at a soccer match for a minute and then he mm-hmm. walked. He's got the same red outfit he'd been wearing for a week. It's like, what
right.
is happening? Just,
I just
dropped the damn
somebody
album.
Somebody is wiping that outfit down. He's been in that same look.
I know.
Stocking cap on his face.
I'm like
he's
worried.
So dramatic, child. I could not. I can't with the dramatics of him. Like, let me walk around in latex. In a nylon bag. Like, boy, bye. Let's move on, you guys, and talk about Kyle Richards because she had a scare this weekend. So she walked into a swarm of bees at her house.
Oh,
the problem is she is deathly allergic. So she posted this security footage that she was running away. She was so scared. She ended up having to jump into her pool to get away from them. Nobody else was home. She literally was, she was freaking out, you guys. No one else was home. So she couldn't get her EpiPen open after this.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this is kind of crazy.
The dogs,
the poor
was like,
dogs
what's
are
happening?
Freaking out. So she couldn't get the EpiPen open, had to end up going to the hospital. Bee allergies are no joke.
No.
Then her landline couldn't call 911. The workers at her home couldn't hear her yelling. Was somebody trying to take her out of here?
What?
This sounds like somebody was trying to get Kyle up out of here. Has anybody checked Lisa Vanderpump's house?
I know. What is happening?
This looks like the beginning of like an M. Night Shyamalan movie. No?
Oh my God.
Like post 2005 though. Like he's not. It's not his best work.
All right. Let's move on. All right, the Olympics are proving that it is painful to be an athlete. But would you rather go viral for wiping out on a skateboard or taking a pole to that face?
Ooh.
Let's watch together.
In Rome, so needs to improve on that world championship scoring, but that's good. Oh, that one's gonna help.
I'm scared to watch this.
That wasn't as bad as that skateboard.
Oh, so it fell.
Okay, that is bad. Oh, so it's safe to say they lost. They didn't win.
Yeah, I don't know which is more painful. Because the guy who the pole hit, it cracked his tooth.
I'll tell you guys, the other one's not as bad. This is like very, I'll reveal to you right.
Getting hit in a pole with some nuts.
But
with
his nuts probably didn't hit it. It was probably just anus.
Look, wait a minute.
I'm gonna tell you, getting hit in your anus don't seem like a lot of fun too.
Oh, no.
And some people would love this.
Oh, wow. You know? You're a sicko. I wish I had a javelin to your face right now. All right, you guys, we got to take a break. But coming up, a Real Housewife finds true love at a strip club. Plus, a TLC star performs an exorcism on her hair.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Welcome back. So everyone knows there is a time and a place for accusing your brother-in-law of stealing money from the family.
Of course.
Yes.
happens to everyone, right? And on 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After, that time and place is at a two-year-old's birthday party.
We know that you guys are in cahoots, and he is coming into the family business and trying to push us out. Oh. Now we're all fighting together. We told you this was gonna happen.
You're all getting a share of his.
Found a property for me and gave it to me.
No, you look at me now.
I will never allow someone to talk to me like that.
Leave my birthday house.
We're out of here, Libby. Bye.
My birthday house.
Off.
Birthday house. Leave my birthday house.
You have to leave my birthday house. It's one of the few impressions a white guy is still allowed to do, you know?
Yes!
Get it in when you can.
I didn't know we had birthday houses. Is that a thing now?
I never heard of it.
Honestly, if there was a birthday house, they put up a lot of streamers inside that house for a two-year-old. Whole house was like tinseled out.
Did this need to happen right then? Did this have to happen at the... Where's the baby? Like, this
exactly.
Is...
Exactly.
Where are all the kids at the party?
I'm glad they weren't there.
Have you ever been in that situation where you know you're not supposed to bring something up at a specific time and you can't hold it in?
Yeah. See, I'm mouth of the South. I tend to bring up stuff, and it's just like, because it's the liquor... All that kind of stuff.
That's the thing. Liquor for me is my kryptonite. Like, I can kind of keep it together.
Yep.
If I start drinking, I'm like, so they told me you said something.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I don't like things weighing over us. Like, let's just talk about it. Let's figure it out. Like, what's the problem?
But you also, Nina works so well under, like, confrontational pressure. And then there are people that do not work well, like this guy, where it's like...
Hunter, if there's any kind of energy between us on set... He can't function. Like, he's just like...
I don't like
it. You wanna, like, he gets nervous.
He wants to talk
shake.
And go to lunch.
Yes.
Don't nobody want to do that.
Yeah.
Don't nobody want to go to old damn lunch. Let's bond. No, we don't need to. Let's just work it out. That's what you got to understand about black women. We just work it out. That's it. We don't want to talk about it. We'll be about it. And that's it. So no lunches no more, hunty.
Oh.
None.
None. Lottie cuts you off from the lunch. You can't even get a sandwich. Okay, well... That's it.
Look at little feelings hurt.
He's learning. He's about to cry. Lonnie, you haven't been like this with him. He doesn't know what to do. Somebody, we have to be good cop, bad cop. I'm being nice to him today, so somebody has to be bad cop.
Did you guys know that there doesn't always need to be a bad cop? Sometimes there can be two nice cops, and the same thing could get done.
All right. TLC, things are getting a little hairy on tonight's episode of Darcy and Stacey. The twins decide to get new extensions.
Uh-oh.
I guess there's one thing they have to do, though, before they start.
All right, ladies, here are your extensions.
Wow. Oh, that's beautiful.
Wow. I don't know if it's okay with you guys. Stacey and I just have this...
little ritual we do. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
We pray and then we sage, but...
Yeah. Okay.
So I just want to say
bless
a little...
it.
And, you know, this hair... He's Lord God. Love us, honor us, and cherish us with this hair.
Hairstylist.
Only good things come from this hair. We usually have a ritual we do with our hair because we want to make sure that the energy from the new extensions are pure and, you know, not holding on to any negativity from whoever had it before us.
We rebuke any evil energy once we attach it to our head.
All right, let's just sage it a little bit.
Ooh, Lonnie, have you ever saged a wig?
After you done bleached it and washed it, you done washed all the evil spirits or whatever out of it. So I've never heard of this. But so this is new.
This is new for me, too.
Yeah, this is new.
This is new.
So a little Selsun Blue gets away all the ghosts, huh? That's how we're doing it.
We don't use Selsun Blue!
Whoa, hello, 1990.
And Aquanet.
That's the next thing.
I feel like they should be doing this to their lives, not the hair. Like, it's you. If y'all having some evil energy, it's y'all bitches.
It ain't
like,
got nothing to do with the hair. It has
anything to do with the hair you're using.
It's you. It ain't the hair. It's you.
These hair extensions are something else.
That it looks natural.
Okay.
You know what?
All right, you guys. Last night at the Potomac Housewives learned the heartwarming way Mia met her husband. Aww. He's 32 years older than her. They met at her job.
Well, honey, I don't do a pole.
So
it's a gentleman's club. It's a five-star restaurant, and they don't have a pole because they don't want that stigma, and the girls wear long gowns.
Long gowns?
Most of the time, my clients never wanted me to take my clothes off. They just really wanted to pay you for your time.
That's like escort.
Yeah. But escorts have sex for money. I don't know anything about that.
Okay.
You were stripping in that club. You did something for this old geezer to turn over and look at you and take you upstairs to the penthouse.
I have to say, who gives a like, it's 2021. If she was a dancer then or she's a dancer now, who gives a like, yeah. Who cares that she, even if she was stripping, I don't care if she was showing her booty hole. I don't care. Why, like, what she eats don't make me so why do I care? Why do you bitches care so much? Get out of her business. I like Mia. I can't stand an old hating ass. Ooh, how'd you meet him? How'd you get your money? How you did it? Like, don't worry about
now
it.
Now you see why Issa Rae didn't say nothing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Issa, like, I ain't telling y'all nothing. And this
I don't
is the
like
thing.
It.
We have this thing against exotic dancers,
yeah,
or whatever you want to call it. So she's trying to butter it up. Just be you.
Right.
Nobody cares. You happy? You married? That's it.
I just like that she said, you know, they just wanted to talk.
Well, yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, they don't play the music real loud because it's a conversational spot, okay? Everyone's trying to talk as much as they can.
That's the thing. When you go to these types of clubs, they're the best conversationalists. Like, if I would go, like, there were times where I would go with some of my guy friends, mm-hmm, and me and the girls would hit it off, and we would just be talking about, like, where I got my clothes. Like, they make good conversation.
Yeah, because they try not to strip. They're like, if I keep talking, maybe I ain't got to, you know, put my... face.
It's a lot of work. They're like,
that's when you make the money, though, when you show the body parts. But, you know, again, I don't love the whole, like, shaming of women who do this for a living.
Yeah,
go ahead, have a conversation,
a girl.
Hunter.
I'd love to. If there are any strippers watching this when they get off their shift at 4 a.m. Tuesday morning, please feel free to slide.
He's got cocoa butter in his beard.
All right, you guys, we got to take another break. But coming up, a summer camp so bad it is being dubbed the next Fyre Festival. Unhappy Campers is next.
All right.
So summer camp is the best place to create wonderful memories or traumatize the hell out of you. That means it is time for Unhappy Campers! Love the group effort.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
I got
so
excited.
Camp Quinnabarge is being dubbed the Fyre Festival for kids. According to the Boston Globe, they were forced to shut down because of food and staff shortages and incidents including vomiting and some fighting.
Oh.
Did you guys ever go to camp as a kid?
It was like a day camp, and we would like fish and do all these like fun things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Lonnie, did you ever go to a camp?
Yeah,
you
Girl
did.
Scout camp, but they don't allow this.
No. Yeah, I never went away. I did do like a day camp with like the local church,
uh-huh,
for a couple weeks, but nothing really. It was just like glorified babysitting.
I just hope that they fix it, because I mean, sometimes for some kids, this is a home away from home. For mm-hmm me, camping was a lot because it took me out of the ghetto.
Oh, okay.
And it made me see a whole different.
You really
type
went
of
to
life.
The woods.
Yeah, we fished. We had to cook our own food. We made s'mores.
Yeah,
it was like it was great. It's a great experience. But don't do the kids like this. Do adults, but not
yeah
kids.
Yeah, they were fighting. Like who? I wonder who was fighting. Was it the kids or was it the counselor?
Kids go fight.
Yeah, that's true.
The kids fight.
Yeah,
environment. That's normal.
Yeah.
Okay? But
these do sound like normal things. Now, you guys, we do have to say that the camp has apologized to the families and staff for the closure. They say it was complications from the pandemic, not from camp operations.
Worst part is Ja Rule didn't show up to this either. So, what a waste of f***ing money that is.
No performance from Ja Rule, damn it.
Oh, God.
I mean, since we're talking about camp, sleeping on the top bunk at camp can be a little dangerous, especially if you had an experience like this woman.
Uh-oh.
This one time, I sleptwalked off the top of a bunk bed. The nurse gave me a sling and told me that it was just sprained. I'm fine. That little bump is my collarbone. It grew weird because it healed weird. I went to the doctor and the doctor was like, your collarbone is broken.
I sleepwalk, so I get this issue.
Oh my God, I totally forgot you're a sleepwalker.
When I was a kid, we used to have bunk beds, and I couldn't sleep on the top bunk because I would legitimately potentially walk off.
You are such a creep. I forgot you sleepwalk.
Yeah.
No, not to shame the sleepwalkers out there, only to shame Hunter, but...
Thank you. Thanks for making it clear that it's just me.
Do you still do it?
So I tell the girls, I'm like, by the way, small chance I sleepwalk, like tiny. High chance I sleep talk. One night, I went up, I sat up in bed, I wake up in the morning, she goes, oh, we had a conversation for like
5-10 minutes.
Oh my God.
Like, what the do you mean you had a conversation with me? She goes, I realized you were sleep talking, so I asked you all these questions I wanted to know. And I was like, oh my God. And she was like, she's like, you said mostly complete nonsense, but who's Michelle? And I was like, first of all, I don't know Michelle. So that was just the nonsense part. And as soon as she left, I called Michelle. I'm like, we got it. We can't see each other anymore. You're my
You're awful. You are awful.
You're terrible.
Oh my God.
Terrible. Let's move on. We still are talking about camp, you know. Camp really does teach you important lessons, but sometimes the staff's motivational speeches can go a little too far.
When the youth pastor decides he wants to walk up to the front of the stage and go on a 15-minute tirade about his sex with his wife, you have to sit there and listen. And let me tell you, it's not like a tirade of being like, you know what, guys, like, be responsible. It's a tirade of like, hey, guys, I waited until marriage, and now I have the craziest sex ever with my wife because we trust each other. She didn't give it up for any other guy, so I can trust her and only her to satisfy my needs. Best part is, his kids was sitting in the front row, all three of them, and he even nodded at his son while he was talking about his wife.
Oh, I feel like we need the video. If anybody has this video, please send it to Nightly Pop.
Please.
That's a true story, just yes. By the way he's even telling
That's how you
it.
Know it's the truth.
Yeah.
That's how you know it happened.
Yeah, because it's when each of you only have sex with one person, and you're talking about how good it is, compared to what? You are missionary looking away from each other.
Oh,
you have no idea what you're doing.
You know that.
You're like, that was the best 11 seconds of my life, honey. Let's do it again.
No, but there are books. There are people that they've been together for a long time.
Let me tell you something. If you got to read a book to know what to do with me, you keep it.
But they experiment.
Ain't no book going to tell you how to do this the right way, baby.
No, there are different positions that people can try and things like that. It should be encouraged.
But they don't know how to get to the positions.
They do. But that's why you're married for a long time. It's plenty of time. Sex is overrated, guys.
No, really. Sex? No, it's not.
Sex is overrated?
It's so overrated. Once you've been with somebody for a long time, you just try different things, and it's also the trust, and you fall in love. You two are two horny asses that are not in love yet. But when you are, you're going to come back
to Lonnie and say you
were right.
And I'm a grown woman, and I have been in love. Lonnie is out of her mind. Sex is not overrated. Okay.
Look at this. She knows sex is not overrated.
It's not. Don't listen to her sell these stories. Lonnie is a youth pastor on the weekends.
Keep your legs closed.
I like a little in between over here. Just a little peekaboo. All right. We've lost our minds. We are out of time. We will see you tomorrow night. Set your DVRs, guys. Bye.